Dark Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Welcome back to What a Creep. This is Margot Donahue, and my cohort in creepitude, as always, is the amazing Sonia Mansfield. Hey, Sonia.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friends. And we are the podcast that talks about creeps from the past to the present, and they always end the show with a non-creep. But we're doing a little Christmas blessing today. We're featuring two awesome non-creeps, and they are with us today. We have Brandy and Sunny from the Book of Lies podcast. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is so exciting.
I might be a little bit of a creep, though, so.
No way.
So tell us about your show. How did you get started? And what is your, I definitely also want to hear about your newest episode, LuLaRoe. Which one of you was selling LuLaRoe?
So we had friends that were selling LuLaRoe. I'm the sales aspect of our relationship. I'm Sunny, but we will go into detail about that episode. But like you said, Brandy and I, we host Book of Lies podcast. How long have we been doing it? It'll be 3 years in February.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like we're grandmas of podcasting, I guess.
So, we started a few months before we did.
Yeah, I feel like we all kind of came up in the Lady Pod Squad together and, you know, just became best friends, obviously. And that's where we are. But we started the podcast. Brandy and I have always listened to podcasts and wanted to work together. And we went on an audition. I guess we're a game show.
We auditioned to be on America Says.
Oh, what is that?
That's a show with what's his name? Michael.
I always forget his name until I need to know his name. The guy from like Best in Show. And
he's like Lose Yourself. Oh. That movie with Jennifer Aniston. See, and
now
Vince
I can't
Vaughn.
Think of it.
Now I know. I know you're talking about.
Look it up, Sonia.
That guy.
I am.
Yeah. So we went on an audition and afterwards we were having lunch or brunch or something. And Brandy's a writer and she was writing in her mini notebooks because she has notebooks on deck. And she started scribbling something down. And my husband was like, hey, what are you doing writing in your little book of lies? And then once he said that, we were both like, oh, my gosh, we should start a podcast and it should be called Book of Lies Podcast. And then Brandy pitches us on Anna Delvey. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And then we just jumped right in. Like, we just started recording on our phones. And we're like, hey, let's just get it up. And then we've just been, you know, obviously improving our content and our sound. But that's kind of how it all started.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, it is like, I feel like you do just have to jump in and just do it.
Yeah.
So many people say like, oh, I need it to be perfect. I need the perfect logo and all that stuff. And it's like you learn as you go. And I feel like you get better as you go, but it has to be organic.
Yeah,
for real. Nothing's perfect. And you may strive for perfection and you're like, oh, I hate it. And someone's like, hey, it's amazing. You're doing a great job. Our biggest critics are ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still like writing several books because they're not perfect and I have issues, but that's another story.
I'm the queen of the half projects, trust me. I have a book that I'm finishing right now and it's like, it's going to never get done. It's going to get done.
You can do it, Margot. You can do it.
I'm going to do it. All right. So what were some of your favorite episodes that you've covered? And I think there's a lot of overlap that we've done. Because you also cover cults, which I'm totally into cults, and so Sonia.
Yeah. Brandy's the cult person. She's really into the cults.
But anyway, go ahead.
We both covered Gwen Shamblin. We both did that one. And then there was another one you guys
Keith
did.
Rainier?
We did too.
Yeah. We did Nexium, Keith Rainier.
Yeah. So there is a lot of overlap. So, you know, when your creep is creepy enough to be a liar and a super, super creep, then they make it onto our podcast. One of our favorite episodes, or one of my favorite episodes, I'm going to say it was the Hustlers That Scores, that episode.
Oh, that's the best. That was the J-Lo movie?
It was the J-Lo movie. And then the real J-Lo in the movie, like, followed us on Instagram and was like, I was like, oh my God, we're friends.
She's probably like, why are these bitches talking about me?
Oh, well. Oh, well. I think she liked it because she was liking the posts. And then a throwback is our Dirty John episode. I think that was like our longest episode. And I think that's when we discovered that we really shouldn't be drinking and podcasting at the same time.
Yeah,
I disagree.
Sonya's a pro. She knows what to do.
Are you having a beverage right now? I'm just having water. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm drinking Theraflu.
Oh, no.
That's kind of a beverage.
I think you've talked about this before, but I want to get in this with you because I love the Real Housewives. They're nuts. They're insane. They're not normal. I don't want them to be. I like the fact that they're strange and weird. I don't know why, but when they first announced it was going to be Salt Lake City, was going to be their newest city, I was like, why? Who are they going to talk to?
Exactly.
And they casted that show so incredibly well. I mean, how do you find these people? I mean, just let's talk about Jen Shaw for a second.
It's Andy Cohen and his network of people. Like, he just knows, like, unscrupulous people or just people with enough shade or sketch in their background that it was more than likely going to come to light on camera. He just knows how to make that happen, I guess.
That's crazy. Like, that whole thing is crazy. Like, I still am wondering, like, how they didn't know that she was under investigation when they cast her, or if they did cast her because of that. I have no idea, but I'm just like, come on.
I am new to, like, the Housewives thing. This is the thing that Margot kind of roped me into because she talks about it. And I'm like, I just have to know. Like, I have to know now. So when the new one started, I was like, I'm going to get on board right at the start and start watching it. And I keep asking people, I'm like, is there always so much crime in these shows? Because I thought it was just like bad behavior, like bitchy people being shitty to each other. I didn't realize that there's so much crime in these latest seasons of all of them.
Yeah.
That I'm like, this is a thing now?
I think they were hiding it very well before.
Yeah.
I think there was always like some type of fraud, some type of deception, some lawsuits always going on in the back screen or the, you know,
in the background.
In the darkness. Mm-hmm. But then it's been brought to light. I think once Teresa and Joe in New Jersey, once they got in trouble for all that stuff that they did and they did real jail time, they're just putting everybody's dirty laundry out there and we're actually paying attention to it.
And at the time, people didn't talk about it very much. Like, Teresa's very strict about when she talks and when she doesn't talk. And I don't know if you guys saw the clip yesterday, but the New Jersey, the new season, the new clip just came out. And Teresa, who was like on the girls trip, being really sweet and nice and everybody's friend, and she's making meatballs and she's like, oh my God. She's like, she doesn't flip a table, but she flips a whole tray of drinks at Margaret. Jeez. There's a lot of fight. Is that Max?
Damn it, Max. Bad dog.
I'll send Max some dog biscuits. So don't worry. I'll take care of him.
Send him some special ones.
I got you, girl. CBD and turmeric. I got you.
Ooh.
He needs to mellow out.
But yeah,
Teresa, she's like, she has those old school morals. Like, hey, we don't talk about this. But she goes like from 0 to 60, like in an instant. It's like, what just happened here?
The husband, Joe, the first husband. I mean, she's probably going to marry this Louis guy. We know that, right? That's probably just going to happen. But he looks
just like Joe to me.
He does. They're all the same.
She has a type.
She does. She has I lived in New Jersey for a while where they are. Mine was a really ritzy part of it. And you do see those McMansions everywhere. But the tomfoolery of the first husband when he was paying for everything in cash And it was thousands of dollars just like pouring it out there. And then for the next season, when they got caught, there people were like, who told? Who told? I'm like, you showed it on camera. You were using cash all over the place. Like, what are you even thinking about?
Which one of you guys snitched? Which one of you guys was it? Maybe these shows, the Real Housewives franchises, are means of getting these clowns on video doing what they're not supposed to do.
These clowns.
Andy Cohen. Andy Cohen works for the FBI. This whole thing is a scam.
That's funny.
Exactly.
That would be hilarious.
That would be. That'd be a good reveal. Like Charlie's Angels, like all of a sudden it turns out he wasn't this doofus. He actually is like really smart.
Oh, Andy, you're good. He's good.
Because supposedly there was somebody in the FBI that I read this someplace, so it has to be true. But somebody in the FBI was like infiltrated her group and was on camera, like was one of the extras and one of the assistants, that she had that first year. And that's how they, So they got that.
Jen Shah?
Yeah. I'm talking about Salt Lake City now. Yeah.
Oh.
So we have like two things. We have Salt Lake City. We have Jen Shah, who has her. And there's always like in Utah, there's a lot of multi-level marketing stuff going on. A lot of those Mormon wives are like trying to earn that extra income. Yeah, same here. But they, so we have Jen Shah with her business and Stu Chains, who she now says never worked for her. And they're not even friends.
Right. Like, what is that?
Do the housewives know they're recorded? Do they know they're filmed? Because
they
they're always lying. And I'm like, they have actual footage of you saying all these things.
Right.
Yeah, it's on tape.
Yeah,
it's syndicated. On tape. It's syndicated on tape.
I feel like there's some editor, their job is like, look up and they say, just every lie, every piece of bullshit, just have that clip ready for every single person.
I feel like there's like, now they on Hulu, they show the extended, you know, unseen scenes or whatever. But I'm like, there's so much more footage that you guys need to be showing us, because I know there's some more bullshit going on. But they don't, they show us what they want us to see. And I'm like, I want to know what happened.
Right. Right. And then we have Mary.
Oh, God.
If you're not familiar,
so freaking weird.
She's bizarre. She's weird. She's so, I sent you that thing on Instagram she put out there, and it was her defending her, like she made a Mexican slur a few weeks ago. She says something every week.
Yeah.
But
she's the worst. Like I don't know who she thinks she is, but she's the absolute worst.
She's going to send Jesus after you. You better watch out.
Come on, Mary.
If you're not familiar, she has a church. It's a Pentecostal type church, and church with air quotes. And she had inherited the church from her grandmother, who died, and then she got the church and the family business, and she got that by marrying her step grandfather and having a child with him. Are we all following this along? So she's,
got it.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And so there is some snaky stuff going on there, because we heard about Cameron, the guy that he was talking to Lisa Barlow and other people. And then he died last June.
What?
You didn't know that?
Yeah. No. What?
Cameron, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
How did he die?
He had some health issues. And Mary put Jesus
like
on
COVID?
Him.
What happened?
It could be like COVID related, because you know, COVID also, if you have other issues going on, can aggravate that. But
right.
Yeah, he did that.
She sent Jesus after him.
She did.
Well, she thinks she, you know, she thinks she just, you know, wields the power of.
She's gross. She's just gross.
She's like, so gross.
And like when she was like, well, look what, when she said about Jen, you know, look how Jen was treating me and blah, blah, blah. Now look where she is. That's her. And I was just like, are you saying that God punished her because she was talking about you? Like, come on,
that's
lady.
Exactly,
like,
what she
that's
said.
Not
that's
how the
exactly
world works.
What she's saying.
That's not what God does if you believe in God. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Apparently her God is a vengeful God.
Very.
Okay.
What did,
yuck.
And what do y'all think of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane? Did she know or did she not know?
Oh my gosh. I think that she may have had suspicion that there was some shenanigans going on, but did not care. I think Tom ruled her bank accounts and her things with the iron fist. Because mm-hmm. on an episode, she was like, I gave Tom all my money. Like, she would hand over checks to him and allow him to manage all the finances.
Yeah, I think it was one of those cases where, kind of like Teresa, where she didn't ask questions. She was getting what she wanted, so she didn't ask questions and wasn't like, hey, Tom, where is all this money coming from? It was more like, thank you, Daddy. Yeah. And now, you know, she's being pulled into this thing. And so now people are asking her, did you know? Did you know? And she's like, dude, I didn't know. And they're like, well, we don't believe you.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm a nosy bitch. I'm like, so how did we get this money? Like, where did it come from? Like, you know, tell me, because I want to know. And if, you know, there's people that they like their place, so they're not going to ask questions. They don't want to ruffle feathers.
Right.
And I think that's what
she
did.
But Tom used to shut it down. It seemed like he would shut it down. He was like, I'm talking, Erica, hush.
Like, right. Yeah, like he was her dad. It's like,
you're not
gross.
My father. Settle down, sir. I will push you down the stairs. All right. Now I'm talking.
No, he went driving. And then the car flipped over 6 times and it was snowing. So then his son had to come over and then he had a car accident.
That was weird.
It was crazy. And I think it was in the way that she presented it.
Yeah.
There was no emotion behind it. And I'm sure she was on like antidepressants as well, going through stress. So I think it was just all in her presentation and the way she would react to certain things. That's why people couldn't trust her this season. And that's why we were just like, well, do you care? Like, you're not showing any anger. And she was all over the place, which could be expected based on the situation.
Yeah. But I think in another cast like Atlanta, New Jersey, they wouldn't put up with that. Like they would get in her face. Like, what did you do? What did you know? What are you going to do about it? But I think because in there they had Teddy Mellencamp, who had her own MLM going on. With that weight loss
thing. Did she?
Oh, yeah. That weight loss thing that she did.
Uh-huh.
That her accountability.
Her accountability. Coaching thing. Kyle's husband's done some shady business stuff. I know Sonia likes Kyle because of the girls' trip, but I'm telling her, Kyle's a snake.
I'm like, on girls' trip, she was like a joy to be around, it appears. But
it's because she wasn't in her element. She was the only one there from Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
How many seasons are there of Beverly Hills? 10? Like, Kyle?
Yeah.
I used to love Kyle, and same. I still like Kyle, but she acts like such a catty bitch sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can we be friends, Kyle? And then she, like, you know, wins me back. I don't know what to do.
She's charming. She's got some charm to her. Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't watch Halloween Kills, she didn't die, so she might be back.
She's signing for the next one.
I think she will.
Hold a sec. I'm sorry. That's my front door. Can you guys hold a sec?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. Did you hear yesterday on Beverly Hills, they announced 2 new cast members? And one of them...
I saw the post.
It's Will Smith's ex-wife.
Oh, is
that who that is?
Yes.
He was on that that show... it was a VH1 show. What was it called?
Housewives of Hollywood.
Housewives of Hollywood or something like that. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Hollywood Ex-Wives. That's what it was. And I liked her on there.
I did, too. I think it's going to be a good one. And I'm forgetting the name of the other one, but she's somebody she's friends with Sean Penn, and she's on the board of a lot of, like, commissions and humanitarian things. So I wonder if that's to balance out Erica, who has no... heart or soul of any kind,
because it's expensive to be me, you know.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
So there's two people leaving.
I don't think so. I know Kathy's coming back as a friend of, I think the problem people had was that there's so much loyalty between them that's why they didn't confront Erica, and that's why, like, they gave Sutton a hard time, and Garcelle, you know, they made it very... I mean, I don't want to see Lisa Rinna again. I'm done with Rinna myself.
Yeah, she's kind of...
She's the same all the time. I feel bad for, you know, her losing her mother, of course.
Absolutely.
But I think Rena's just the same. It's just the same thing I get from her. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more. I think her storyline's a little over. She's always selling stuff on, you know, HVAC or whatever channel that is.
QVC.
HSN.
VPI.
HVAC.
Whatever.
Heating, vacuum, air. I mean, exactly. HVAC. Heating and air conditioning.
Well, if she could sell them, she would sell them, okay?
In your air conditioner.
I think her storyline's a little played and tired. So yeah. I would be interested in seeing more. I did love Garcelle. I did love Sutton. And nobody, original cast members, stood up to Erica. Kind of like what Garcelle said. She's like, I feel like, you know, we're on this side and you guys are on that mm-hmm. side. But they just crumbled under the pressure of Erica. They're like, oh, no, we would never, ever say anything like that. And then the next, you know, scene is them talking the shit that they're saying that they didn't talk.
Right.
So if you said it, back it up. Why are you scared?
What other reality shows are you guys into? What are you binging?
I love 90 Day Fiancé. That's my jam. And Love After Lockup.
Oh, my God. So you're a TLC girl.
Yeah, I just like, well, Love After Lockup is on Wii. They're so, I mean, just watching train, these people are such train wrecks. And it's like, what are you doing dating a prison, somebody you met in prison or like, you know, writing to people in prison and then we're in love and then they get out and they are trash. They're just the most trash people. They went to prison for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, people are garbage. But I'm just like, why are you like, they put up with so much coming from these people. It's hilarious. And I'm just like, I couldn't do it, but I'm going to watch you do it because it's shit is funny.
They go to the dumps to meet people and then are surprised they really that they leave do. With trash.
Right?
It's so terrible. Like, how most of the women there? Come out and they're lesbians, but they're with these dudes that are giving them money. And meanwhile, they have relationships with women and they're leaving the guys for the women. And I'm just like, scratching my head, like, how do you not know that this is happening, dude? The guys are like coming out of prison. Of course, they're you know, oh, I love you, baby, let's get married. Then they get out of prison and they act like little kids. It's
yeah,
so
oh
stupid.
Yeah. They need to have a new show that's like Love After Lockdown, and it's all the people trying to date after COVID.
Oh gosh, that's I wouldn't wish idea. That on anybody.
Listen, somebody's gonna steal your idea. You better pitch that.
I better email that shit to myself, as Margo likes to say.
Right? Get a time and date stamp on that puppy.
Yeah. What about Selling Sunset?
I was just going to say, I've been binging Selling Sunset and also Selling Tampa. And yes, yeah. Margo, I am for it. I really, really love Trishelle.
Yes.
I love Trishelle. Did you see the... Okay. Go ahead and go ask me what you're going to say, but the preview for the next season, did you see the
where they're making out at the end?
Yes!
But we've known that this whole time.
I haven't known
you didn't
this
know
this
that?
Whole time.
Oh, girl,
no.
It's been out there forever. So I was like, because I kept waiting for them to make out. I'm watching on the show. There's this beautiful girl, Sonia. She used to be an actress. She was married to some guy, an actor who dumped her, and she's now selling real estate. And she's like, these women are insanely beautiful. They're like,
they're ridiculously beautiful.
Ridiculously
like,
beautiful. Sick bodies.
Like,
and these
like,
two
how is this possible?
Short dudes. And I mean, really short dudes.
They're like 5'5".
Baby standing on a telephone book. They're like Kevin Hart size, and they run the company, and she's dating one of them, and it's
but he always dates somebody though.
Yes.
Like apparently he's like dated everybody, and like they're so small but they have all of the confidence in the world that
sure.
it makes
they have big dick energy
around.
Big dick
yes.
energy. And I'm sure
yes,
and those
they do.
And those properties are beautiful, I have to say.
Ridiculous. $1 million homes in the Hollywood Hills and Malibu, all the places, and they're selling to celebrity clientele, but they're so catty towards each other. They're such bitches. Christine and her baby drama, and then it's all over the place. It's always drama.
That's that skinny pregnant chick, or did she have a baby already?
She had the baby already and was like a size zero the second after
she's
she had
like
her baby.
She's 6 feet
what?
Tall. Yeah, she's 6 feet tall and she had a baby. And so she had a little baby bump. And then like 2 weeks later, she had everybody over to meet the baby. And she's like wearing a belly shirt. And it's
yeah!
just going to punch her in the throat. Like, are you kidding
How
me?
How dare she?
Yes.
Like,
I know.
Did you even
Meanwhile,
have this
I'm,
baby?
7 years later, I'm still trying to work off my baby.
It's not realistic at all. Like these people, like what they display, it's like, this is not real. This is impossible. But they exude all this sexiness and this lifestyle and all this intrigue and stuff. But I'm there for the drama between the women and the real estate and the houses that they sell and the commissions that they get.
Yep.
I'm actually in pursuit of my real estate license.
Are you really?
Of this show. Yeah, I took all the classes, so I've sent in my request to take the test. So I'm just studying and waiting to get my date where I can go and test for the California real estate.
That's awesome.
Thing.
That's awesome. Where are you, in Southern California or Northern California?
I'm in Southern California. So we are one city over from LA County. So LA County is a huge county. We're like one city north of LA County.
This is not a city. This is a town.
It is a town. We're a small town in the town of Kern. But yeah, we're an hour and a half north of LA.
Were you ever in Portland? Were you in Oregon? Or no, you've always been in California.
We've always been in California.
I get my podcasters mixed up sometimes.
It's okay. It's all right. It's fine. I see how it is.
I'm like, I was near there. I was in Humboldt County for a minute, but yeah, no.
Everybody's been to Humboldt for a minute.
The Californians outnumber Margo on this call.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
San Francisco.
We're winning. Finally. Finally, what the West Side.
What is your process for putting the show together? Like, how long does it take you to prep a show and to do all that, all you do?
So,
yeah.
It does depend. I think you guys might do the same thing, but I feel like for each one of your episodes, each of you guys come with content. So for us, 1 week, Brandy will tackle a subject. The next week, I'll do it. So, you know, whoever's topic it is leading the podcast for that week. When we took a break earlier this year, we decided to, like, try and start planning out our episodes and try and stay on top of that. But that didn't last very long.
But, sounds familiar.
Yeah, that's good.
But 1 week it's her, 1 week it's me. You know, I do the producing and the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy's all of our creative talents. Good job, Brandy.
Which has not happened in like months. I think years, probably. I don't know.
You don't have to tell them. They don't know.
No, you don't know.
Spilled the bean.
Have you ever had any controversial episodes? Anybody like get back to you with some pushback?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so we did that episode on the professor that got duped by the trans woman and her wife
from Harvard. And,
yeah, the Harvard. What about Harvard Man-Eaters?
The Harvard Man-Eaters, that's what we called them.
And so like a year later, we get an email basically saying, this is a cease and desist, and I am, because apparently the professor was suing the New York Post, the author of the article that we based our episode on. And he's saying that she duped him and that she seduced him and
like a sensational episode or
yeah, twisted his story to write a sensational to sensationalize his story or whatever. So last I checked, he had, you know, that he had filed a suit against the Post and this particular journalist, but I haven't looked into whether or not there's moved forward or if it's dropped or anything, but he tried to tell us that, you know, to basically take the episode down and not to discuss it any further. And like, well, you can email me if you want to, but that's not from an actual, because he's a law professor, so he's an attorney, but I'm like, you can't just like write a cease and desist yourself and then send it to via email of all things. So mail it to us and have it, you know,
notarized or something.
Send it from your attorney, but.
So the episode's still up. I didn't take it down.
Like, just because you're upset about how you are portrayed, and then, you know, apparently he's like, you know, we're still on good terms, him and the people who've since moved to France. So it's just, I think he was just upset because people were looking at him. Oh, and, you know, he had gotten suspended from his position at Harvard. I don't know if he's still suspended, but it was just like a man that was mad. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Come on. So, mm-hmm.
Have you ever done an episode where people just came at you on social media, like disagreed with you about your episode? Like angry listeners? No.
I don't think we really get angry listeners. I feel like probably in our reviews, like when people leave us comments and stuff, they're just like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is stupid. Ew, you guys sound like this, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, thanks for leaving the review. Thank you so much.
We get those too.
Great. But not thanks really for that. Yeah, not really anybody saying, hey, this was horrible. How dare you? Not really.
Yeah.
How dare you?
We get those sometimes, like from people.
We do.
Yeah. I think one of the louder ones was Louis C.K. when that first
I was came. Just thinking, yeah. Yes, that's the one.
The guy who's been canceled and had just got nominated for a Grammy Award recently and just dropped another album recently. And it's, we would get people writing to us trying to debate us about it. And I'm just like,
about him whipping out his wiener and jerking off in
Thank
front of
you.
Mitchell.
Like, which, by the way, he admitted to.
What he admitted to doing.
Yeah. And I was like, he literally admitted to it. I'm like, and they're still like, he didn't do it. And I'm like,
Louis,
he literally did an interview where he said he did it. I don't know how to argue with you.
He's got some serious stands, I guess,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
They do.
Thanks. I don't. People are crazy. It's like
they are crazy.
Yeah.
I did it. Yeah, I did it. How dare you? No, he's fine. You can't cancel him. Okay, whatever.
Yeah. They just want to. Yeah, they just want to like what they want to like. You
and
know?
Not feel and bad about it.
Exactly.
Not feel bad about it.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
Enjoy Louis C.K. if that's your jam.
It's if like, that's your jam,
it's not mine.
Yeah.
I think he's a creep.
No. We get
Thanks
one
for the one star.
Yeah. Or I got recently I got one for John Wayne. And the person's like, he's more of an American than you two broads. Like,
oh, God.
Okay, how old are you, sir?
That was some old ass white man.
Old ass white
like,
man. Like,
yeah. Said that is a fax.
He probably came to the podcast and was hoping
you
for
mailed
new John Wayne content.
Yes.
It was like, this upsets me.
Yeah.
I don't like this. How dare you?
That's so funny. John Wayne, of all things.
Of all people. Gonna, that doesn't need to find
like, he's, I mean, old, he's dead. He's like, dead. What are you talking about?
Well, was it my dad? Was this my dad, Margo?
No, it wasn't your dad. I double checked. Okay. But that always just makes me laugh. Or,
well, people really, people getting their feelings about their idols or people that they really enjoy or, you know, their favorite celebrities and whatnot.
Yes. And reality
yeah,
stars.
Yeah, like, I, well, or reality stars.
Or reality stars. Yeah. You know, like, there's people that are like, I love Mary. How dare you say anything against Mary? Mary's amazing.
Ew. Yeah. Who could possibly?
Anyway.
Go ahead.
She's weird. She talks to her son about women's vaginas. Like, come on. That's fucking weird.
I don't. What? She's another one where I'm like, how did they get someone like Mary on the show?
Like, seriously, where did she come from?
They are looking to take them down. I'm telling you, it's a game. You're like, okay, you know, this person's on our list. Let's see if we can get them to go on the Housewives and get some cameras in their home and collect some evidence.
I thought it was
big
weird
operation.
How she gives all, like, they go on this trip, and she gives all the women these freaking $1,000 gifts. Like, what's that about? I'm like, that chick is trying to buy their friendship or their loyalty or something, because you gave freaking Heather a $5,000 handbag? Are you kidding me?
And shoes and stuff. But Mary goes, oh, well, you know, that was stuff I had in my house, so I just gave it to them.
Well, she's a hoarder. Did you see
you saw all that shit she had in her house, though, right?
We like, thought that was her closet last year. And it turns out, no, that's her bedroom. And
gross.
It's full of crap. And if I were a parishioner of hers, if I had somebody who donated, if I gave like 10% of my salary or whatever to her, and that's what she has in her bedroom, I'd be furious.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Especially because she can sell all that stuff and like build a whole new church.
Exactly.
Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
That's
or instead of getting Cameron to, you know, mortgage his home, sell a couple bags.
Yeah.
Sell some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
that's
need my
messed
money.
Up.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Like, I gave her $300,000 and had to file bankruptcy. And she was just like rolling her eyes when they were saying it. I was just like,
God, yeah. He's not even a member of my church. He's not even a member of my church anymore.
And yeah, because he doesn't have any more money to give you.
Right. Yeah.
And the clip for next week with Jen Shah, and was that her mother that she's asking her to drain her 401k to help her legal defense? There was like a clip for next week, and I was like, don't do it. Don't hand over your retirement to Jen.
I think she's going to jail. Do you guys think she's going to jail?
Absolutely, she's going to jail. It's the Southern District of New York. It's like a 93% success rate or something with their convictions. Oh, that's where Keith Raniere was tried. Yeah. Yeah.
Jen Shah's like, they just picked my name out of a hat.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's not how it works.
Singing like a canary. She's done. He's
done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's funny how she was like, nobody, where is everybody? Nobody's here for me. And I'm just like, lady, you need to calm. Like, why is it all about you? Yeah. You have these problems happening right now, and sure, you want support, but I wouldn't expect everybody to just be knocking on my door to come fucking hug me and be like, I know you didn't do it. I'd be like, you know, maybe they should keep their distance, because hello, they're probably going to get called to court to freaking testify against her.
That and like the FBI so busting into her house. I mean, I wouldn't go there either.
I have so many for her thoughts sons. about how she treats Heather. Like, Heather is the one that answered the phone and went to meet her, and Jen Shah is still obsessed with the fact that Lisa didn't take her call. Like, she doesn't want Heather to be her number one friend.
I called you first.
Yes. It's like she wants Lisa to be her friend, Heather. Because she's stupid. Because she's obviously
dumb.
She's weird. They're all weird. Like, honestly, right now, my faves on the Utah Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are Whitney and Heather, the blondes, the cousins, because honestly, Meredith, she bothers me.
She's annoying.
Lisa bothers me. Mary can literally, like, I feel like she needs to go to jail. And, you know.
I like the new Jenny. I like Jen.
Jen is nuts.
Yeah,
Jenny was the Vietnamese Jenny.
Yeah, I like the new Jen too.
And that looked delicious, that lunch that she was serving.
Oh my gosh, I want to make some spring rolls so bad. It was looking really good.
Heather and Jen are giving the old men in the balcony Muppets vibe to me. Like, they sit there and they just laugh.
Heather and Whitney
at them, like, yeah, when what did Meredith say? Like, I've been listening to you yell for like a half hour or something, and Heather's like, ha! They're just sitting there making jokes about them. Like, I'm here for it. I like it.
Oh my! Did you guys see the news about Whitney's husband in some type of pyramid scheme fraud as well?
That's how they met. And I wish I could remember I think it was Nu Skin. My mother, my godparents were into Nu Skin for like 20 years. And that's another like Provo-based MLM company. They sold vitamins and lotions and potions and shit. And if you sell this and get 20 people to do it, you can make money like we do. And they're all right. And they had an affair. They're both married, had an affair, and then she got pregnant. And so then they got married and they got kicked out of the church. And then Nu Skin's gone. So he's in some other MLM right now, but he was on some lawsuit, but he's not. They have shady dealings going on. I'm not quite, because she even knows, like, she's the one that's like, oh, you could throw millions into a company and nobody would ever know about it. You know, it's all cash. Like, how does Whitney know all of this?
She knew a lot. No, she was very knowledgeable once Jen, when all the arrest stuff started happening, and then she started talking. I was like, she's talking some serious stuff right now. She knows this.
And not in a ditzy voice. Like, just very grown up and very like, oh, no, you could do this. You could put money in there and blah, blah, blah. And normally it's like, hi, I just wanted to talk to you today to be your friend.
I'm rebranding my company.
Why?
Okay, her rebrand, $1 million loan.
Why did she wear the old t-shirt to the rebrand?
It was all like, the old brand stuff. All the old stuff. Like all the shirts, the Bowen.
Lillian Bow.
Donate that shit to charity.
I didn't see any new stuff. There was no new stuff with her new brand on there.
I like how Jen was like, I don't see the name. Yeah. I don't see the...
I see
like,
a white background. Girl, whoever... Everyone's in white. White flowers and no product.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, whoever planned this photo shoot, they need to be fired.
Mm-hmm. Waste of money. Just
I like
waste
Jenny
money.
A lot. I do I like too. Her a lot. I think she's real smart.
She keeps it real. She's just like, I feel like whatever she's feeling, she says. And when she feels something wrong is happening, she speaks on it.
She was like, listen, we were all up in there. They were all saying shit about you, Barry. And then we're like...
Barry said, I didn't say anything. And they're like, are you kidding me? And then they're all just talking at once.
They're so two-faced. It's on tape.
But that's what's great. And they're yelling at each other at the same time. It's like, and these people are trying to serve them food. And they're like, I don't know. Like, what are we supposed to be doing?
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
It's so enjoyable, though.
Do you think her husband really wants a sister wife? Or do you think that's just for TV?
I'm just like, you guys aren't even Mormon. What are you talking about?
Right. Why is he forcing this on her? And she's well into her 40s. Like, she can't carry a baby. She keeps losing them. That's horrible.
It's so horrible.
And he's like, I want another baby. F you, dude. Are you kidding me?
Well, why don't we just get a sister wife? Ordering pizza. Yeah.
He's up to see his kids. She's going to leave him, and he's only going to get to see the kids he has now 50% of the time. So, dude, no.
He's not looking to care. It's like it's something real cold in him to not care and to...
Yeah. And then how about... Kids. They didn't even discuss having a surrogate, maybe, or anything. He's just like, sister wife. What the fuck? How about you say, hey, honey, I know you don't want to carry a baby. What do you think about a surrogate? Or something of that nature. But she's like, no, man, I ain't trying to be raising babies. Like, you know?
She's tired of wiping noses and tissues. She did it.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I do.
Like, come on. Like, that's, oh my God, that just reminds me of that fucking, okay, so, off topic. Josh Duggar is going to get Penton.
We get a lot of requests for that one.
That family.
Oh my God.
Yes. And like with the, you know, popping out babies and babies and babies. I'm just like, I don't understand how people do this, but I'm glad that that fucker is going to prison. Anyway, back on to that.
Back when I was writing a celebrity gossip column for a newspaper, I wrote about the Duggars, something about them. Maybe that she was pregnant again, the mother. And I'll admit, like, I wrote some pretty fucked up shit when I wrote that column. And I said, like, that's her business if she wants to treat her vagina like a clown car. And boy, our readers didn't like that joke. They got real mad and they sent all kinds of awful, awful hate mail to the paper.
Oh, my God.
Grab your torch and pitchfork.
It's so weird how people like stand these crazies.
Yeah, and oh, the things they said about me, it was banana. I was like, oh boy. Like, and Sonia Mansfield,
you did your job.
Yeah, who's obviously had many abortions, said blah 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 blah. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Like, how dare you put that on my name? You don't know my life. Who told
first
you?
First of all, stay out of my medical history, bitch.
I'm like, also, it's my business if I treat my vagina like a clown car. It's not your business.
Yeah, and you don't invite the press for it. I mean, the thing that made me crazy is that, because Jim Bob is the dad, he was in...
Let's say yes.
I mean, they're all J's, right?
That's his name.
He was a senator or something for a couple of years, like for a term. And then after that, he had free health insurance forever. So that's why they could have all those babies. Then he started his own missionary service or his own church. And then he had a radio show out of his house, like with an antenna on the roof or something, and said, this is my church, so please send me money to keep going. No taxes. And that's how they could afford it. And it's so sick. Oops, sorry, my mic's falling.
Like Gwen Shamblin.
Yeah. I'm like dying Gwen to see those next two episodes when she's coming.
Dude.
Yes. Yes. So good.
Just good Lord.
We had one of our listeners, he posted our Facebook group that he lives in Nashville and he was a waiter. And then Gwen would come in with her people and her whole thing that she was the diet person, right? That the, so he said they'd come in and it'd be like five of them and they would split a salad. And Gwen wouldn't eat anything, but she'd drink wine the whole time and like drink a bottle
of wine.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's my drink type your calories. Diet.
Which is like, exactly. I'm not hating the game. You know, I'm not hating the player, not the game. That's me.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen, a salad is so minimal. I can't share a salad. Don't ask me. If we go out together and you say, do you want to share a salad? I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving. No, you don't know me that well. Sorry. No, yeah. I want it all. I want my whole salad. Thank you.
Yeah. And I want more salad. So.
And some more wine too. Damn it.
And with dressing. Damn it.
Okay. Cause that salad from freaking Olive Garden, I will eat that whole salad and then ask for more. So yeah. Just know.
Okay, that salad we could share. We could share that salad.
I want to
share that.
Just eat the whole thing with the tongs and everything.
Exactly. Just pour the whole bowl in.
Can
your
we
name.
Get two salads over here? They,
salad's mine. Everybody.
And the breadsticks. Thank you. Thank you. Just keep them coming.
Man. Oh, gosh. That's... I can't. I mean, if these people weren't out there, what would we be doing?
I know.
What would we be doing, guys?
Welcome to our show. This. What a swell guy.
Our next show, Truthful People.
Today.
This was so much fun. Thank you so much for taking time. Can you take a minute, please, and just tell everybody where they can find you and your socials and all that bullshit?
Yes. So wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, you can find us, Book of Life Podcast, on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Podchaser. What's that other one? Good Pods. We're there. Spotify. We release an episode Apple every podcast. Week. Yeah, that. Every week. We're on social, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. And on Twitter, we're at Book of Lies Pod.
Awesome. You could follow us on social media. We love it when you use the Annie Potts GIF. We got one when you have ideas for creeps and non-creeps. Sonia, where can they find you?
You can find me at thesoniashow.com and The Sonia Show on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. Where can people find you, Margot?
Well, you could find me at Brooklyn Fitchick for Twitter and Instagram. My TikTok is at Margot Donahue. And we will have a new creep coming up. It's our 14th season. It's going to be the first episode of the 14th season. It's going to be a big one, you guys.
It's always good, guys. I am a religious listener. I every Friday I'm listening.
Thank you, Sonny.
Thank you.
Y'all are the best, and we love you too. And this has been super fun. I hope.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Have a great holiday, and here's to a successful and hopefully COVID-free 2022. Do we think?
Fingers crossed. Let's talk to Mary's God, I guess.
Thank you for listening to us talk about creeps. You can follow us at What a Creep Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
But don't follow us too closely.
You can email us your creepy stories at whatacreeppodcast@gmail.com.
But please keep your dick pics to yourself.